The other story is one that comes out of Christian scripture. It's where Christ is in a home, and it says that he's teaching to the family in this home, and the multitude was out around the home. What's the multitude? According to the Bible, the multitude was hundreds or thousands of people had gathered around the home in hopes of many different things. Some wanted teaching from Christ. Some wanted a healing from Christ. They all wanted to get something from him. So they were standing outside the home waiting in hopes that they might get something from him. Well, there was a family that lived a few miles away, and the family had a dying father, and they had gotten word that Christ was teaching in this home just a few miles away, so they put the father in carts and a cart, and they carted over to the home. But when they got there, they couldn't get to the door because the multitude was standing all around the house. So what they did was they said, the father will have his healing. And they climbed up and hoisted the father onto the roof of the home. They ripped off the top of the roof, and they lowered the father down in front of Christ to get the healing, and the father was healed. Everybody else on the outside around the home, if you were to ask them, do you want your healing? Do you want this? Do you want that? They'd be like, oh, yes, please, yes, please. But they just stood there. The person who really wanted it, what did they do? They spent their time in miracle-generating activities. They would not be denied the success in the healing of the Father, so they found a way where there was no way. They could have got there and said, we can't get through these thousands of people. He's busy. Maybe we'd be disturbing him. Some of you are afraid to make phone calls and call people because you're disturbing people. Well, Christ, in the Christian religion, is the Son of God, and these people had no problem bothering the Son of God, no problem ripping off the roof of their house and lowering him in front of the Son of God. They weren't afraid to be ashamed or embarrassed or be told no. They said, we will have our healing. We will have our abundance. We are not going to be weak of heart and weak of mind. We're not going to be distracted by all the people who don't have the confidence to go in and ask and demand what they want. We will have it. And Christ granted their request. It's very interesting, the Christ story. If you look throughout the Bible, you realize there was only a few people that Christ actually healed. And at some point, you have to ask yourself, why? If Christ had the power to heal all of humanity, why did he come here and just heal a few? And you don't find him healing anybody that didn't go through great pains in order to ask him to heal.